The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I don't know if it's a demise of American society or not, but I pretty much love eating on the couch. And that's just all there is to it. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I have mastered the half lay down, sort of lean to the side, consume food and drink. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I did it, but pretty much that's the most comfortable way for me to eat. I do enjoy eating at the table if I'm out eating. But if I'm at home, I want to be comfy. Yeah. I work a lot of hours. I want to sit in front of my extra large TV that DJ Automatic wanted to buy and stream whatever it is that I'm in the mood for. Could be some HGTV. I don't know. Could be an old episode of Sex and the City. Who knows? I don't know. But the taste of the food, it's just better from the couch. Do you know what I mean?
My grandfather would be so disappointed in us.
That's what I'm saying. He had
11 kids, plus I was always there, so there's always 12 kids. All of us at the dinner table, everybody had to finish their meal before they could leave, or you didn't get any kind of dessert or anything.
That's family, right?
Yeah. And then with my mom and dad, every single night we ate at the dinner table. I don't know why. I just let it go. Now that we don't have Ava at the house anymore, we just pretty much just eat on the couch every night.
We should just move into the couch. Like, we should just get rid of our apartment and just live.
We just turned into just slobs.
It's like the island that we just are always now.
Wait, you guys have a notion that eating on the couch is like slob activity, or what's going on?
Do you eat on the couch, Anthony?
Yeah. I think the whole it's not improper. It's, I don't know, my whole family growing up, we never... everyone had rotating schedules. My stepfather worked graveyard.
Right.
And then me and my younger brother always played sports. So there was never really a set dinner time. The only thing we got together to eat was maybe breakfast on Sundays.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was like, eating wherever you wanted to.
We just always had that structure of eating at the same time every night.
So my Nana would be so disappointed in me. I had to get up and sit at the table to eat breakfast every meal before, like a regular meal. We had a little ensalada, a little salad before it. She would be so disappointed because this is the time that she got to catch up with me to see what my day was like. And she got to catch up with my Uncle Frankie or whoever was at the house at the time. I did sit at the table when my mom was here. You know, she was here recently. Cancer free. My mom is cancer free.
Yeah.
She was visiting. And of course, I would never disappoint her and let her know that I'm a couch potato, that I just want to live in the couch.
All I'm hearing is that my idea for the splatter platter is just, it's about to take off.
I don't spill, though.
If you don't make it in your mouth, it doesn't matter because you have splatter platter.
I don't know. You've tried. You don't even have one here and you're still doing it. And you do spill all over yourself. You do. Well, so you do it now, though, Anthony? You don't sit at the table now that you live by yourself?
Yeah. I don't even have a table to sit at.
What a waste of a dollar.
When I live by myself, you're right. I ate at the right there in front of my couch and on the TV every day.
Yeah.
So. Do you have a tray?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got two different food trays. And it's just something I've always been accustomed to. It's news to me that you think it's the demise of America that people don't sit at the table.
I feel that way. I just feel like, you know, it was such a big part of my upbringing and I've just kind of thrown it to the wayside.
But I am concerned, though, about the posture of your back. That's the one thing that's not good on the couch.
I'm a leaner. Yeah. I don't sit up. I don't have a tray. I'm a leaner. Yeah, I do this, you know?
That's the one thing I got to do.
Dude, we've gone full Wall-E at the house.
Oh, no.
Because, like, we have these two couches, like, they're couch chair beds almost. And Dan and I just plop ourselves down and just feed our face and watch TV.
Yeah, that sounds like the demise of America.
There
it is. That sounds more gluttonous than anything.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A mother in Indiana is now facing felony charges after she allegedly boarded a school bus and attacked a 14-year-old student with her children. Now, this mother claims that her child who rides a school bus was being bullied by this 14-year-old. But you can't do that. And police are involved. The school is involved. And mom is in jail. The school released a statement. They said, "Parents have the responsibility to protect our children, not harm them. We must ensure a safe and respectful environment for our students." Latia Hintz has been charged, like I said, with criminal confinement, battery resulting in moderate injury, intimidation, and criminal trespassing. Every school bus in this country has a camera on it that includes audio now in most of them. And here's just a tiny excerpt of when everything happened.
Jump him! Why y'all jump him?
You want to put your hands on my? Do you understand me?
That is the voice of Latia, who is 36 years old. She said her child was being bullied. How many times have we done shows about, what do? You call the school, you tell everybody, nobody's doing anything. Now, she went way out of line by jumping on the bus. She told police, though, that day that she had reported it multiple occasions and nothing was getting done.
Yeah, that's not it. I understand. Like, my entire motivation since my daughter's birth has been to provide for her and protect her, okay? But I might get a little crazy, too, if I was, you know, doing that over and over and over. But I'm not going to show up at the bus and start fighting kids. The thing you got to do is you got to go to mom and dad first, and or mom or dad if they only have a parent or grandma or grandpa, whatever their situation is, and talk to them and see what the energy is from them. And then you can assess the situation from there. But going and showing up at the bus, she's going to be in prison now, probably for years.
I don't disagree that, you know, attacking a child deserves punishment. We just did a show a few weeks ago where the dad was like, I can't even send my son to school anymore because the school wasn't doing anything. The school bus people weren't doing anything. It had just gotten out of hand. Call the parents and say, I need a meeting.
Well, that's given that they have active parents. The bully does. You know, a lot of times the bully situations come from broken homes to begin with. So if there's nobody to contact, I mean, there's...
I mean, Anthony, you're right. You're right. You're right. I mean, I've been there. My daughter, Kirsten, my oldest daughter, she was bullied incessantly. She's very small. Automatic, she's only like 4'11 now as a grown woman, you know. And one time these kids followed her home and I happened to be home that day and they came into our yard and she had to run into the house. And I said, Mija, what's going on? Why are you running? And she was just crying and bawling. She didn't even tell me what was happening because she didn't want to bother me because I was a single mom. You know, mom, I didn't want to tell you. I went outside and I had a few words with these children, but they were on my property. They were in my yard. And I let them know real quick that they should not return. And the bullying stopped after that. Now, I didn't do anything. I didn't touch anyone. But I said enough to let them know that there would be significant consequences if they continued to chase my child home. Mm-hmm. You can't.
I have a feeling you had a little bit different tone than the significant consequence.
Very different tone, DJ Automatic, because I am... have the instinct
your
to
child,
protect.
That's your,
my daughter.
Protect your child, yeah.
So I understand Latia's anger, but this went too far. You don't put your hands on someone else's kid. And we say it takes a village and all these things. And, oh, back in the day, the neighbor could spank. And this is a different situation. You really don't even know what happened on that bus. Because now she could go to prison. What's going to happen to her kids now?
Yeah.
Who's going to protect them now?
Yeah, definitely. I pray for her and her family.
Me too.
Obviously, this is just, she crashed out. She lost control of herself and her emotions. And, you know, it's very infuriating to see a loved one go through being, you know, harassed or being made fun of. Anger that she has. I mean, I think a lot of people can relate to that. And it's just a sad fact that, you know, this happens every single day. Not this case in America, but things that trigger people like this happen every single day. Sad fact is, you're always going to have bullies. There's no way you can ever eradicate bullies, and that's anybody.
In the police report, it says that the child who was struck by this mother accused her son of making racial jokes toward him. He said, your son was calling me names because he's half Mexican, calling him names, saying ICE was going to deport him, things like this. So that's what I mean. That's why I'm saying that we never want to believe it's our child. You must have a discussion with the parent. You got to get the school involved. This is not the way to handle things. Defend your child, but never put your hands on someone else's kid.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Hello, Crystal. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Are you ready to play Who's Lying, Crystal?
Oh my gosh.
Crystal, you don't know how badly I want you to win. I am trying to send you all of the answers telepathically.
Okay, let me get a notepad.
Okay, get him, girl. Okay, telepathically, we're going to do this. Now, obviously, we want to be your new favorite morning show. In order for us to be that, you need to get to know who we are. So myself, Dana Cortez, along with my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A., will each go around a room and tell you a little bit about ourselves. Catch us, someone's telling a fib. If you guess correctly who's lying, you win free DCS merch. So let's play! Let's play the game!
Oh, perfect, yay!
Okay, so I'll go first. My name is Dana Cortez, and you know, recently on the show, we had an interview with Giorgio, the host of Ancient Aliens from the History Channel, and I actually asked him about the largest pyramid in the world, which is in Egypt, because I went to Cairo to visit the Great Pyramid of Giza because my dad's from there, and I wanted to get to know, you know, a little bit more about my history. So, ooh. Yeah, beautiful.
Okay.
DJ Automatic here. I was living in Tucson, Arizona, and me and my friends were hanging out outside, completely sober. just to make that clear. We see three lights in the sky, and they're lined up in a straight line next to each other, like high in the sky. These lights start moving across the sky at a speed that no airplane or fighter jet can reach. And we watched it happen for a good half an hour, and then they just shot up in the sky and disappeared.
Oh.
Ooh, automatic.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Anthony? Hey. A, and my uncle Leroy Garcia was a Navy fighter pilot, and he actually saw the Tic Tac aliens off the coast of Panama. And his commanding officer, David Frover, was the one who presented the findings to the U.S. government in 2019. And all that was confirmed by Giorgio from History Channel.
Look here, Crystal. Somebody in here is telling a fib. We're so good, I don't even know who it is. But you guessed correctly, and you win the DCS merch. Crystal, who's lying?
I'm gonna go Dana.
You're right! You won! The DCS merch, Crystal. I'm lying. First of all, my family's from Mexico, not Egypt. And second of all, the world's largest pyramid is in Mexico, the Great Pyramid of Cholula. You guessed correctly. Woo, woo, woo. All right.
Everything we told you is like I saw, and I was sober. To this day, I will say that.
Yeah.
And my uncle did confirm those TikTok videos off the coast of Panama.
He probably liked TikTok too, though.
So. Full interview was up, though, on our podcast. If you want to listen to that.
Yes, yes. Crystal, what? I want to thank you so much for listening and making the Dana Cortez Show your number one morning show right here. It means the world to me. We love you. Woo!
Thank you. We love you guys.
Oh,
so glad you're here.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Will Smith sat down with GQ magazine, and of course, since they are a great publication, they asked, "What you thinking about this 10-year ban because you slapped Chris Rock? What's going through your mind?" We have his answer. We're going to play the audio for you right now. But first, Anthony, A, celebrity birthdays.
We have Diana Ross celebrating her birthday. We also have Bad Baby celebrating her birthday, and along with Juvenile celebrating her birthday as well.
Classic right there. Happy birthday, Juvie. It's been a while now that we were all watching the Oscars. Chris Rock's up on stage, makes a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith. Will Smith gets up and says,
"Oh, wow.
Keep my wife's name out your mouth."
It was a fiasco. It was so wild that I swear I thought it was a skit.
I thought it was all staged.
It was so wild that people actually watched an award show.
Yes. Anthony, I was so disturbed when I found out it wasn't staged and that Will Smith had actually done this. Will Smith is, what, 6'3"? Chris Rock, not. Not 6'3 at all. And he's asked by GQ magazine, you know, what's your mindset now? You've been banned from the Oscars for 10 years. What have you learned from this? And here's Will's answer.
I am looking to be the best human I can possibly be. And I'm going to take what I get with that.
I can feel that he's annoyed that the question was asked. I'm glad he did the interview, though, because it proves that he's not going to shy away from it. But this question will be asked probably for the rest of his career. It was such a moment because we all know Will Smith is this father figure, peace, love, you know, Lucy Paz. And then he's like, pow, in the face.
It shows that a split second decision can determine the rest of your life.
That's a good perspective.
I feel like it showed me that I don't believe Will Smith. I don't believe that he's the person that he says he is, because that kind of action, there's more going on. That's not something that just happened overnight.
But it was like a long time coming of Chris Rock making jokes about his wife. And
Chris Rock makes jokes about a lot of people's wives.
Yeah, but at a certain point, you got to, hey, bro, if a guy tells you certain times, stop saying that stuff. And the comedian in me feels as if what happened is Will Smith's still a great guy, in my opinion. He just crashed out on stage at the wrong time. And he had a
Do you think they should reinstate him?
Reinstate him for
the Oscar. He's the Oscar.
What does it matter at his point of his career?
He wants to, because he will never have an opportunity to win another award, and he can't be a part of the Academy anymore.
He wants to go back.
For an actor, that's a big deal.
Well, he already won one, so it's not like he doesn't have... That's the thing for me, that it overshadowed that night where he actually won his first Oscar award. And that's the saddest part about it to me.
I think the saddest part about it is that he went up and got violent with somebody and he was allowed to stay. Anybody else would have been thrown out. I don't care about your accolade. You got to follow the rules,
If I was to go on stage and slap somebody...
He didn't come on, it's a slap.
Yeah, but if that would happen,
jail?
If it would have been anyone else, they would have gone to jail.
I mean, what would have happened if Will Smith would have slapped you like that in the mouth?
They'd probably give him an award.
That's right.
No, but for real though,
you would have just stood there.
No, if he would have slapped me, of course I would have attacked him back. But I'm closer to Will Smith's size. Chris Rock is probably 5'6", 5'7", and he weighs like 140 pounds.
And that's what I'm saying. Will Smith, in my eyes, will always look weak. Because a big man like that, attacking a man like Chris Rock, says a lot about him. But everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Do you think he should be reinstated?
No! I just said he won the award that night after he did what he did. He won a 10 years. He'll be back. Everybody feels sorry for him. Not me, though. Only person I feel bad for is Chris Rock.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Jenna Ortega has confirmed that Wednesday season 2 is coming, and I've got a preliminary date I'm going to share with you right now. Plus, she did a little interview with Jimmy Fallon. We'll play audio. First, though, Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Von Miller, Denver Bronco great, celebrating his birthday. Also, Juvenile celebrating a birthday as well. Diana Ross and Bad Baby celebrating her birthday.
Catch me outside. How about that?
All right, Jenna Ortega sat down with Jimmy Fallon, confirms that Wednesday is coming, and they're filming, and I had no idea about this part.
Currently filming Wednesday season 2. I go back.
Yes! I can't wait for that.
Yeah, of course. I came here just for you.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. And are you producing it now this season?
Yes, I am.
Does it come right back to you when you get in the carriage and you're like, okay, this is how Wednesday acts?
I was a little terrified just because it had been years since Wednesday, since we shot the first one. We did that like 2 or 3 years ago in Romania. Yeah. I just was, I think, overthinking it. But as soon as you put on the costumes, get hair and makeup done, and then you take all the expression out of your face, it's like, oh, okay.
RBF, that's pretty much Wednesday's signature look right there. I love that Jenna Ortega said that. I'm proud of her for stepping into that producer role. She earned it. Wednesday was one of the most watched series of all time on Netflix, and she did such an incredible job single-handedly.
Think about working with Tim Burton at her age.
Oh, automatic.
The man's a genius.
And yes.
For her to be able to get a producer credit along with that guy, I mean, her career is just going up.
Watching the Addams Family come back for a new audience. Because, you know, it was one of my mom's favorite shows. Then it was one of my favorite shows and movies. And now it has a whole new generation of people who love it. We can watch it with our kids. Like, I can call my 3 daughters and we can literally have a conversation about Gomez and, you know, Morticia and, of course, Wednesday. Something else that she said during that interview that I clipped out, but she said she felt proud to be a part of something that she felt like would live on and on. And I feel that way, right? They did a great job because you're going to compare the new with the old. This one had like a whole new spin on it. Dark and fun.
I think
it's
like a far enough generation gap too where they don't really get compared. And like you said,
I like that, Ant. Yeah.
Where it's a spin with Wednesday is different. I think it's funny to me how she like said she was just overthinking it because, yeah, there's really not much to playing a character. It's like a deadpan teenage girl, which is every single teenage girl ever. So just like,
You're like, you dated her in 7th grade. Yeah. So the season is dropping this year, last quarter. My guess is October. It just makes sense to drop Wednesday during Halloween season. We shall see. I'll let you know as soon as we get the official date.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Eggs have become the latest hot commodity in the United States smuggling scene.
Uh-oh.
I saw some hard this headline.
News.
Man, I could not believe this. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, which of course is CBP, is seizing more illegal egg shipments than fentanyl or any other contraband coming into the country. People are looking.
That yolk.
The black market is sunny side up.
Yeah. For, you know what? And I'm like, we're going to find some. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. The price of eggs is so high that people are willing to risk getting caught smuggling eggs in. And then
it's called supply and demand, Dana.
How do you find this egg person? That's what I want to know.
Oh,
how
you mean?
We don't got the connect like that.
You're not looking for El Chapo. You're looking for El Huevo.
El Huevo. El Huevo. Where is he? Where or she? You know, where are they? I get it. I go to the grocery store and I look at egg prices. I used to make eggs 2 or 3 times a week. With these prices, we just eat them like once a week.
My protein levels are way down. I'll tell you that.
I saw that Target has them for like $9 a dozen.
What?
Yeah, which like
I thought Target was like a discount place.
Nah, dude, if you're buying eggs at Target, you're already in another tax bracket.
You really are. I feel like that's you don't true. Feel that. Yeah,
if you're buying eggs at Target. Yeah. That's wild, bro.
I don't buy groceries at Target.
I don't even buy anything. I just go to the Starbucks inside.
And I walk in and I walk out. No, Target's got some good prices, but everywhere you go, it's tough. And then you get some grocery stores that are good. You go to HEB, you can go to Walmart, go to Kroger's, and they've got pretty decent prices, but you can only have like one dozen.
Yeah.
You know, you get one dozen. It's a one dozen limit.
For all the egg inflation right now.
What is this?
These over the top brunch parties. All right, dude, I don't need DJs. I don't need sparklers. I don't need VIP section when I'm just trying to enjoy an omelet. And now look at us.
When did that happen?
And now look at us, dude. We're over here paying extra for eggs.
Extra.
You sound like my daughter. She went to a brunch spot the other day, and she's 17 years old. She was like, Dad, they had a DJ. It was so loud. It was so annoying.
Couldn't even enjoy my eggs. She's like, I paid top dollar for these eggs. Like,
that's what your daddy does for a living. So
well, it's different when you got to put a down payment down on some eggs, you know? When you got to clarn some eggs.
That's what I was going to say. You just talked about this automatic. You can now pay payments on your food delivery service with DoorDash, right?
For DoorDash. Now you can break it into payments. So if you get a $20 burger, you can pay $5 a week for it.
Well, $20 dozen eggs. That makes sense now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of your favorite ice cream treats is available for under $1. And DJ Automatic has the deets inside food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show, brought to you by Kohl's. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., AKA the organic hot Cheeto.
Well, genetic testing company 23andMe filed for bankruptcy, and it's all because of low demand after a 2023 data breach of customers' health info damaged its reputation. Nobody wanted to use 23andMe anymore. This is one of the reasons that I actually went with Ancestry DNA, because you had to sign some kind of weird thing. I don't know. My mom did 23andMe, and it didn't seem to be as detailed as Ancestry DNA. And I actually did buy an Ancestry DNA test for you, DJ Automatic, and you, Anthony A., so we could take it here
I
on
the radio. I ain't doing that now. I'm not doing it either.
It's
they just told everybody who did 23andMe to delete all their information because it's now for sale.
Well, you could just delete it. After you do it, it's fun to find out where
you come
from.
It's going to be out there no matter what.
No, yeah. It's not.
Like I've said before, I'm not going to pay someone to sell my information.
Well, that's pretty wild, dude.
That is pretty wild now. Because, like, right? Because theoretically, everybody's DNA results is up for sales.
You can delete it, though. And if you want the details, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram, and I will tell you what to do. Now let's get to food news, DJ Automatic.
I'm just going to freestyle this one because I know it by heart. The Blizzard came out in 1985, so Dairy Queen is now celebrating the Blizzard for 85 cents on the app.
Woo!
You get yourself a Blizzard for 85 cents right now.
My favorite flavor is Oreo cookie.
Blizzard all day.
Just a straight up one? Like, no.
Nothing in it? Just like, Blizzard all day? What does that mean?
What did I say? I meant Butterfinger.
Oh, Butterfinger. There
I
you go.
I said Blizzard. I meant Butterfinger.
I was like, what is happening? You're just a Blizzard all day?
I just skipped the whole word Butterfinger.
Just a regular ice cream on Blizzard.
On that note, though, there's not really like a bad Blizzard.
No.
There's not at all. I mean, just a natural disaster.
When I was little, my dad, who lived in Minneapolis and we lived in Mankato, and we would drive back and forth, and he would always buy me and my brother a Blizzard and only give us a straw. That was his way of keeping us quiet for the entire trip.
Because you can't drink a Blizzard with a straw.
What a good father hack. That's a good one, dude. That's funny.
Yeah.
National Day, Anthony A.
I'll start with a serious one here. This is Purple Day. Today's the day to wear purple because it raised awareness for epilepsy.
Very serious. Yeah. Very serious. I love the purple idea, too.
Yes. I want to send condolences and congratulations to my stepfather who's in the recovery, and he hasn't had one in over 60 days.
Wow. So that. I love
that. And we'll go right along next to celebrating the sea cow, better known as the manatee.
Oh,
it's Manatee Appreciation Day.
The gentlest?
Yes.
In the
gentle
ocean.
Giant.
Yeah, gentle giant. Automatic said, they're herbivores. Why are they so fat?
They're fat vegetarians.
I've seen a lot of fat vegetarians, and they're not manatees.
Manatees eat 120 pounds of vegetables or lettuce. Sea vegetables a day. That's crazy.
Well, no wonder. If you eat a bunch of lettuce like that, you get big too.
Wait till they find out about salad to go or something like those quick salad places. Hello. And let's go to wrap it up on National Little Red Wagon Day.
Oh, I had a little red wagon when I was little, and I used to put my cat in it, Cicero, and I would cover her in blankets, and I would,
torture her in the red wagon.
I would take her for rides around the neighborhood. She was my only friend. I was an only child.
The little red wagon and then that little yellow and red toy car. Those would have to be up there for like some of the greatest toys in the history.
Dude, the big wheel. Remember the big wheel?
The big wheel was crazy. I haven't seen a big wheel in a while.
That big wheel would go real fast and then it had that little break. Slide out, man. Slide out on the cul-de-sac.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.